it.
Well, let me give you an example. Let's say I have this vision. It's in my second book. Of I want you to be able to sit down and type in your zip code and immediately see a list of issues that are important to you. Education, water, whatever, disease. And then I want you to be able to click on, let's say, water. And boom. And so for your zip code, it shows the past water disasters and violations and the current ones and the near future and far future to the extent that that is being predicted by anyone. And then you can click and say, see a map of water in your zip code. And then all of a sudden you'll see a citizen who is downstream from a factory who has just reported an effluent discharge. And this is like near real-time citizen intelligence. And all of this stuff, rather than being lost into the bureaucracy, is open to you for the creation of public intelligence. So it may be that based on that warning, a bunch of you get together at an OSINT meeting and say, hey, let's have someone go take a sample of the water every week or every day or whatever. You see where I'm going with this? It's kind of like, and I don't want to say this is original to me. I'm the one that's made the transition from government to public intelligence. But Pierre Teilhard de Chardin had the concept of noosphere. H.G. Wells had World Brain. Howard Bloom, who was here in New York, wrote Global Brain. Pierre Levy in France has written Collective Intelligence. Howard Rheingold has written Smart Mobs. Tom Attlee has written The Tao of Democracy. The subtitle is something like How Co-Intelligence Can Make a Better World for All of Us to Live in. I don't see OSINT as a restricted club. I see it as a process of sharing and informally acting and assigning. One of the reasons we're never going to beat the terrorism with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security is because they're a command and control hierarchy. And you cannot do top-down prevention. You have to do bottom-up awareness and surge. After 9/11, I was interviewed by BBC, and I said, it ain't going to happen again. And they said, why not? I said, because the old paradigm was be calm, see Cuba. Okay? The new paradigm is kill the asshole or you're going to die yourself and maybe inside of a large building. Business class has figured this out. Okay? I don't think we're going to see another hijacking of the kind that we saw on 9/11. Now I'm worried about the ease with which you can put suitcases loaded with explosives onto these planes. And we still don't have the Kevlar parts, you know, on all the planes and stuff. So we'll have more disasters. But OSINT is about a self-organizing community of interest in the truest sense of the word.